This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Oh, are you smarter than Katie?
Hannah from Fair Oaks is playing this morning. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hannah, that's one of my favorite palindromes.
Thank you.
Hannah, it's an exciting day today. A, because you get to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? But B, win or lose today, you're going to walk away with tickets to see the New Kids on the Block at the Golden One Center on May 30th. It's the mixtape tour with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, and more. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow. You're going to walk away with those today.
Awesome.
Plus, if you actually beat Katie, $260 is the jackpot today. You're an interior designer, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
We were just talking behind the scenes here about backsplashes because we love to party.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, Hannah. I was trying to speak your language.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hannah, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Katie is out of the room. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one. John Hamm is rumored to be the front runner in the next installment of Batman. Aside from boozing and cheating on his wife in the TV show Mad Men, what line of work was his character in?
Something.
3 seconds.
Something on Wall Street, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. Question number two. LL Cool J is on the list of potential nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019. He's the only rapper on the list this year. What does LL Cool J stand for?
These are hard. I'm not sure.
3 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay.
Question number three. In Disney's The Little Mermaid, when Ariel sees Prince Eric, what type of celebration was happening on the ship?
That's a hard one.
That is hard.
3 seconds.
I don't know.
You can't even take a guess. Can't think of a reason to celebrate.
A wedding.
All right.
Question number four. Today, in 1979, the video game of Pac-Man was released. How many ghosts chase Pac-Man around the game board?
Four.
And question number five. The United States Postal Service is requesting a price increase of sending a one-ounce letter from 50 cents to 55 cents, which would be a record increase if approved. If it will cost 55 cents for one stamp, how much would a book of 20 stamps cost?
$1,100.
What? Katie! Katie!
That was the least aggressive Katie yell I've ever heard
sorry,
from
sorry,
you.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. We're taking for a long time.
He kind of whispered it. He's like, Katie.
You know what? I just think, let's spice it up.
Okay, all right.
Do more of a suggestion, like, hey, Katie.
If you did it like that, I don't think I would have heard. Fortunately, Cakes and Gabe were like, oh, you have to go in.
Psst. This is Hannah from Fair Oaks.
Hi, Hannah from Fair Oaks.
She's...
Hi, Katie from the Wake Up Call.
She's an interior designer.
Ooh, come to my house.
No, she's not interested. Oh. We were talking backsplashes, and I told her we were talking about backsplashes.
Yeah.
And Hannah said, I could care less about backsplashes.
She didn't say that.
Oh. She said... Okay. There's two things I hate in this world.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's backsplashes and losing trivia contests.
Nothing else? She doesn't hate anything? Huh. Okay.
I know. I thought that too. I'm like, really? Nazis aren't on that list?
Right.
And she was like, nope.
Okay.
So the jackpot is $260. We're playing for the jackpot and tickets for New Kids on the Block. And they gave us a very cool denim jacket. The folks at Golden One Center and Live Nation that we're giving away to, if you're able to successfully beat Katie today. Katie, you're going for your 122nd win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. John Hamm is rumored to be the front runner in the next installment of Batman. Aside from boozing and cheating on his wife in the TV show Mad Men, what line of work was his character in?
Advertising.
Correct.
Rain doesn't know this, but you ask me anything about John Hamm, I'm your girl.
I do know, actually.
Whew, lordy.
The wake-up call office has multiple pictures of John Hamm all over the place, and I have to stare at them all the time.
Some of those are Kevin's.
No, they're mine.
Question number two. LL Cool J is on the list of potential nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019. He's the only rapper on the list this year. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool J. Ladies like Cool J?
No, that's incorrect.
I don't accept that.
No, I can't accept it either. Ladies love Cool James. Cool James.
Sorry.
We would have gotten added all day long
we
had given that to you. Sorry. Question number three. In Disney's The Little Mermaid, when Ariel sees Prince Eric, what type of celebration was happening on the ship?
My God, what type of celebration?
3 seconds.
A birthday.
That is correct.
Whoa! Was that a total guess?
Yes.
I didn't know.
I mean, they were... You know, drinking mead, and I knew it was something.
I just thought
I think it was Prince Eric's birthday, and he, like, became a man that day or something. Mazel.
Wow. Is he Jewish? Mm-hmm. So Ariel became Jewish?
Well, she didn't have to convert. She chose to.
No, she had to.
I don't think that's how it works.
Then she doesn't get the throne.
Is this story in the sequel? Because I don't remember that whole part being in The Little Mermaid.
Yes, it is.
You should rewatch it.
All right, good. Question number four. Today, in 1979, the video game Pac-Man was released. How many ghosts chase Pac-Man around the game board?
Like all at one time?
Yes. 3 seconds.
Probably like six.
No.
11?
It is four.
Oh my God, I hate myself so much. I almost said four.
For extra credit, can you name all four?
Hannah, can you name all four?
Ghosts 1, 2, 3, 4?
Cannot.
They have names?
They do.
Ready?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Funny.
And question number five. The United States Postal Service is requesting a price increase of spending 1 ounce letter from 50 cents to 55 cents, which would be a record increase if approved. If it will cost 55 cents for one stamp, how much would a book of 20 stamps cost?
Oh, okay. Here, I got it. Nope, that... Okay.
3 seconds.
$11.
Whoa! That is correct!
Wow! Homie!
Wow.
Machi, machi!
All right.
She guessed $1,000 something.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I did the math, and I did the math, and I looked down, and I thought... Oh, I wrote out 1,000 something. It can't be that. And then I remembered Katie, decimal points.
Right.
And then bam.
All right. We'll add 20. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me announce the final score. The final score is Hannah 1, Katie 3. Katie with the win today. We'll add $20 to the jackpot, $280 we'll play for tomorrow. Her record stands at 122 wins and 22 losses. Hannah, I'm sorry. No money for you. However... We'll send you to see New Kids on the Block. It's the mixtape tour, May 30th at the Golden One Center, and tickets go on sale tomorrow. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am definitely not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.